justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is David Rogney, and we're going to be talking about the spraying that's going on today. You know, it's very difficult for some people to actually believe that there could be an active spraying program, certainly to alter the weather and for other purposes. I mean, after all, if something like that were going on, we'd read about it in the newspaper. We'd hear about it on the radio. We'd see pictures of it in television. Or would we? Is it indeed true that the media is controlled and our reality is molded? I believe it really is. And I think that, Cindy, if you begin to just watch the sky, you'll notice we don't see the intense blue skies that we used to. And you see the planes going over, and sometimes you'll see the contrails. But you have to understand that basically, one of the components of jet fuel is small particles of aluminum. It supposedly makes it burn better. But, of course, this is a part. But then there are other means that are used. Certainly, there are large planes, many of them controlled by Evergreen, which is a CIA front organization, and they're involved in spraying. And certainly, our satellites, when our satellites go up, and the evidence is there, but most people cannot believe it because they don't read about it in the paper. And people who talk about it are put down as sort of fringe individuals. Well, David was involved with certainly bringing the information out. I'm going to let him pick up the story. You go right ahead and tell our listeners how you got involved and what is really going on and what the motivation is. Please, David, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, welcome, Dr. Stan. I'm a missionary going out with GRN. I was pastoring a church in the Northwest, and then God called my wife and I back into missions, and I think that's what we were going to be talking about today.
Okay, fine. Remember, go right ahead. We're going to be talking about David and his ministry.
Yeah. I definitely believe that they sprayed the sky. It was funny because when you were saying that, as a child, I remember taking great delight in watching the planes go overhead and seeing how long it takes for the contrail to dissipate. And of course, that's not what happens nowadays. In about 2 hours, the sky is all overcast, and then the next day everybody's sick with a cough or kids are, you know. Anyway, but we, my wife and I, Gail and I, were missionaries to Papua New Guinea back in 1998 and 99, 2000, 2001. And then later on, we went back over with a different mission organization, and we just realized that we are living in the last days. I think any of us could, you know, look around and realize that the days are getting darker. And one of the things that God has really impressed upon my heart, Dr. Stan, is Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Jesus Christ says this in reference to the end times. So I just want to read this. This will be on the New King James Version. And Matthew 24:14, and it says here that this gospel of the kingdom, and the gospel this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. And I know there's a lot of debate over, you know, when's the rapture going to occur? You know, when's the end of this age? And this was the question that the disciples of Jesus asked Jesus back at this time. They said, you know, when's going to be, you know, when will the temple be destroyed? And then when will be the sign of your coming, and when will be the end of this age? And he answers this, and one of the things he gives is, before I return to receive you unto myself, you know, the marriage supper of the Lamb, before that happens, nations are going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There's going to be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places, but these are just the beginning of sorrows. But then he said this, they're going to deliver you up, you my disciples, they're going to deliver you up. You're going to be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And many are going to be offended. They're going to betray one another. And they're going to hate one another. There's 2 Thessalonians 2. Paul tells us there's going to be a time of great deception. There's going to be a time of apostasy. Many who claim to be a part of the church are going to fall away. They're going to betray one another. And then in verse 11 of chapter 24, Jesus tells us this, and many false prophets are going to rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And then this verse that I quoted here, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. In 2 Peter 3, Peter's telling us the same thing. He's saying, hey guys, God is not slack concerning his promise, like some count slackness to be. He's long-suffering toward us, the church, the beloved of God. He's not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us should come to repentance. And he says, because you know the heavens are going to be burned up with a fervent heat, and the judgment of God is going to be unleashed upon this earth, what manner of people ought ye to be, looking for and hastening the coming of our Lord? And so I just have been recently really impressed, Dr. Stan, with the Jesus' last command should be our first concern. And we see the world coming apart at the seams. We see the like you said, the brotherhood of darkness. And I think, man, we need to be about the Lord's business. Again, back in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, Jesus tells his disciples, he says, that the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And that's kind of the cry of the hour. Dr. Stan, my wife and I were asked to leave the church we were pastoring, and the head elder said, you know, Dave, we know that you're God's choice for this church, but man, you're just not what we want. You know, we want somebody who's going to be just loving the people, not, you know, always telling them the hard things of the scriptures and whatnot. And I think, boy, isn't that the tag, the earmark of this age, is that we want to hear what we want to hear. And if we start really hearing what the Lord is saying to us, then all of a sudden it makes us uncomfortable. So at that time, my wife and I started really praying and fasting and asking God to show us what the next step is. A closed door is an open door on the other side. And for those who have walked with the Lord, you know that. And so we started praying and asking God. And he showed us that we believed that we were being led to a country called Vanuatu.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. And David and his wife are going to be missionaries. And we'll be back in just a moment here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan, David and his wife are going to be missionaries, and I asked them to come on. Hopefully that some people out there in the audience might want to help them as far as their missionary efforts are concerned. I know Barbara and I are going to, but you go right ahead, David.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Sam. I just really appreciated that bit, the Jewish Messianic congregation ad that you just had there on the radio. That has been a verse that has been very meaningful to us. Hebrews 10:24-25. As we've pastored in this rural community and gone knocking on doors up and down the highways and byways and up in the hills and up people's, you know, mile-long driveways and whatnot, we've realized that there's many people who call themselves they call themselves a Christian. They claim they believe in Jesus, but they don't meet together. They don't obey the Lord in this thing. And the Lord, you know, he reminds us through the writer of the book of Hebrews to do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as some are in the manner of so doing. And then he says this, verse 25, exhorting one another, and even more so as you see the day approaching. If we could get a glimpse of how devious and deceptive and confusing these days that we're coming into are going to be, we would realize that we need to obey the Lord. We need to meet together, exercise our gift. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 12 and Ephesians 4 as well that we have all been given a gift whereby we must build up the body of Christ. So God's given every single one of us as Christians a gift to build up the body of Christ and to be involved in exhorting one another, encouraging one another, praying for one another, and certainly sending ones from our own area out into this mission field. But I was saying that as the door closed on pastoring the church here in this rural area, that God opened up the door for us to go to Vanuatu. And we can talk about the island nation of Vanuatu in a little bit, but I want to tell you something really exciting that happened. The week that we started inquiring about this mission called Global Recordings Network and their involvement in the country of Vanuatu, we got a phone call from Australia. Alex Shaw is the former director for the Australian branch of the mission, and he called up and he told me, this was a couple weeks later, he told me, he says, Dave, the week you guys called, or emailed, I guess it was, my wife got to used email to communicate with him. He said that they have a habit of praying every day as a mission, but then on one day out of the week, they pray for half the work day. So they all get together and they just pray really fervently for the different works going on around the world. And he says it was on that day that God revealed to them to open back up the country of Vanuatu and the Solomon Islands. And he said when the Lord told us that, we were thinking, we don't have anybody to go. The laborers are very few, you know. And but they stepped out in faith, they opened it up, And I think it was the next week, God brought a man from Vanuatu that said, "Hey, I feel like the Lord's telling me to come and avail myself to you." He says, "I can't do any of the technical work," but he says, "I'm willing to assist any missionaries coming to Vanuatu." And we'd called, and we had received good training in linguistics and whatnot. My wife and I have been a missionary for several terms, me for 2 terms on the field and my wife for 3. And so we've had training in linguistics and cultural study and this type of thing. And so Alex told me, he says, "Man," he said, "it's this other guy that was willing to help, and you guys willing to be the recordist to actually go out in the field and do the work." And he says there was a couple other couples that the Lord laid it upon their heart to come and say, "Hey, we're just retired people with a really neat boat, you know, a catamaran. We're willing to give transportation to any missionaries that want to go to Vanuatu. We'll transport them between islands." And I just thought, wow, isn't that amazing how God works? He calls us to step out in faith, and then once we step out in faith, then he provides all that's needed. And I think that's just such a crucial lesson for us to learn. But Dr.
Now, whereabouts is this in the Solomon Islands you're going to be going?
Yeah, Vanuatu is the next island down from the Solomon Islands. So it kind of goes from Papua New Guinea, that is going off toward the east from Australia, and then it kind of goes down at an angle south by southeast. It goes Solomon Islands, and then Vanuatu, and Fiji's kind of nearby, and then New Zealand's down below. You know, it's at a lower latitude. But Vanuatu is made up of a whole bunch of islands. I read that they have 200 islands. Only 84 of them or 82 are inhabited. But they've got 131 indigenous languages, and so it's the highest language per capita place of any of the places on the earth. And about 65 to 70, I'm not sure exactly, of those languages have had the gospel recorded in their language. So that leaves about 65 left to go, 60 somewhere in there. And we're really excited, Dr. Stan, because Global Recordings is a unique mission. What they do, it started out, there was a missionary named Joy Ritterhoff back in 1939. She was sick back in the States. She had to return to the States because of illness, and she had been a missionary to Honduras. And she just wanted to send some good Christian music and Christian messages to her people back there in Honduras in Spanish. And she didn't know anything about recording, but she'd seen, you know, a phonograph or something like that. And so she figured out a way to get the messages and the beautiful Christian music like you play on your program there, and got it sent back to the people of Honduras. Well, they listened to us so much that all the other people around were saying, "Hey, we want some of that." And so she started doing that. She started sending things out in Spanish, and that's how it originally started, is for the Spanish-speaking world, basically. Well, then a missionary with the Navajo Indians said, "Hey, we want to do that for our people. Can you record Navajo?" And so she did that. Well, then other missionaries wanted, you know, their languages recorded, and she realized God had much, much bigger plans. In World War II, the people that were down in Mexico or Central America, they couldn't come up into the United States to get their language recorded there in L.A., and so she had to go down to them, and the Lord provided that all. And so since 1939, it has now expanded to where over 6,200 languages have been recorded. The gospel has been recorded. And this is the other thing that I think is really neat about GRN. They understand that, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, 2/3 of the world communicate orally. They either can't, don't, or won't read. So, you know, a guy like you, we do the same thing, you know, at night. Instead of watching TV, a lot of times we'll read books. We love reading books. We're reading several right now and read the Bible every day. And we read a lot, but that's not normal. You know, 66 to, you know, plus percent of the world, 2/3 of the world, they don't read. Either they don't or they can't or they won't. And they communicate orally. And one of the things that used to bug me when I was in New Guinea is I traveled around a lot, and I would see that in these different tribes, sometimes they had a copy of the Bible. Somebody had gone through the work, spent 20 to 25 years translating parts of the Word of God into their language, and then they didn't read it. And it used to bother me so bad, I'd ask them, why don't you read it? Well, it's not our language, is what they would tell me always. And I thought, whose language is it? You know? And it would kind of make me mad. And now I understand. People, especially in the third world, all the places I've been, they sit around in the evening and they tell stories. And they talk. And they listen to things. And so GRN has done a fabulous job of getting in there. And we work with other biblically evangelical missions. And we go in there and we try to get the gospel recorded from creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And using the words of life, it's kind of like a chronological progression of stories from the creation, you know, through the law, and that there has to be blood to atone for sin, and our sin separates us from a holy God, and then through Jesus Christ and through the book of Acts. And so it's a really complete presentation of the gospel. A recordist many times can get in there, you know, can travel to a language group, and within a week to 3 weeks, get good, solid recordings. And we check out those recordings for accuracy, and we always do it in the mother tongue, the language that was spoken, you know, in the home as those kids were growing up. And that is sent off to either America or Australia for they fine-tune the recordings and put them onto an MP3 player. That's a unique player that can be hand-wound. You can put batteries in it, or you can use solar panel, but you can also just wind it up with your hand, and it'll play 40 hours of Bible lessons and songs and whatnot. And this has been used, Dr. Stan, in amazing ways. For instance, we were down in Temecula, California, to get to know the staff of GRN better. And they were having a missions conference one of the nights. And they were talking about how much of the Muslim world is now being reached by this. What they do is a recordist will go in, and sometimes they'll use a cell phone or something, record the gospel in these different languages, and then they take it out and they play them over the airwaves, and they'll put it on the internet. In fact, if you have a friend that you know is from a different country, you can actually ask him, hey, what language did you speak growing up? And you can go on GRN's website, look up their language, and record and burn off a CD of the gospel recorded in their language and give it to them. So GRN has provided, through new technology, the internet, and these different things, tools available to us. You can use a smartphone. And you can have the gospel play as you hold your phone up for somebody. And we are all, you know, empowered to give the gospel in foreign languages. And I just think it's a tremendous work. But the one satellite station that we were hearing about was reaching 70% of the Muslim world in the 1040 window. And I'm sorry, honey? With the gospel. And then one other thing that we heard about that I thought was so exciting, this Muslim guy had to come to faith in Christ. He had a shop there in one of the busy cities, and he started getting these gospel recording in the different languages and dialects where he was from, and he turned his speakers around. So instead of the speakers playing music inside the store, he turned them towards the alley. There was an alley next to his store. And he would have the gospel being played all day long in different dialects and different languages. And so he testified that people who were walking down the street doing their shopping or whatever would hear their language being spoken, and they would go over into the shaded area of the side street and sit there and listen to the gospel. And I tell you what, God is just using this in phenomenal ways. And we get the privilege praise the Lord, to actually get to go out and do the recordings. And so we're going to be, you know, involved in this by actually going out and doing the recordings. Gail and I have made it our goal, should the Lord give us the grace to do so, to record every last language in the country of Vanuatu, and we're hoping that we can do that in the next 4 years. You know, God will really have to move some mountains, and so we're really looking for people who are going to pray seriously. You know, a lot of times we think of the financial side, we think of the, you know, we got to have equipment, we've got to have good health and all this kind of thing, but in reality, we need to realize that Satan does not want people to come to faith in Christ. And Romans 10:17 tells us very clearly that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so as we endeavor to record the Word of God accurately, to get the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth, we're going to need people to stand with us who are going to be willing to pray. So,
well, David, basically, do you have to learn the language, or can this just simply be done electronically?
Dr.
We'll get back to that. And if you have a question, give us a call.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I guess this morning is David Rogney, and he and his wife are going out on there to Sydney, into the South Pacific, to try to reach people for the Lord. And Sydney is going to be translating the gospel into their languages. David, if some of our listeners would like to know more about what you're doing, would like to help, how can they get in touch with you?
Thank you, Dr. Shan. We can be contacted directly through our cell phone. That number would be 208-215-0130. Or?
No, you always repeat your telephone number twice.
Okay, good. That's right. Yeah, the number once again, 208-215-0130. And or via email at David Gale Rogney, that is DavidGailRogne at gmail.com. Shall I repeat that again?
Yes, please.
Okay, David Gale Rogney, DavidGailRogne 13. So for 2013, so sorry about that. David Gale Rogney 13 at gmail.com. And we would love to answer any questions anybody has and, you know, also encourage them. And Dr. Stan, we also have a book that I think you were carrying. And, you know, it was on our first year as missionaries in Papua New Guinea and some of the amazing things that God did. And we wrote that book kind of to be an encouragement to people who are considering missions or are just needing some encouragement to step out in faith to do what God is asking them to do. And that can be available as well through your ministry. So we'll supply you with some more books, and you can make those available to your radio audience there.
Yes, sir. We've read the books. Fascinating. Really, it's an exciting, ready to know and share the experiences that David and his wife had when they were in Papua New Guinea. Now, basically, do you have to learn the languages? How will you be able to put this into all the various dialects? Or can this be done through some sort of electronic method?
Yeah, very good, Dr. Stan. That's an excellent question. My wife and I speak three of the trade languages in the country. The two national language, well, the three national languages of Vanuatu are English, French, and Bislama. And when we were in Papua New Guinea, I studied the language of Melanesian Pokpisen. People call it Pidgin English, and it is a form of Pidgin English, but it's actually a language. The more you study it, the more you speak it, the more you realize, wow, they're taking about 22,000 words, which I think is the size of the language, word-wise, and using grammatical structure, you can say just about anything. So whereas English is a very word-intensive language, their language is based off of the order that you put the words, you know, how you put the words in the right order and whatnot. But one word can mean 12 different things. So it's really critical, you know, that you, you know, got that right. But the Lord's gifted us in the ability to be able to speak these you know, different dialects or whatever. And the way they do it is, let's say that I'm going to record Stanese, okay? So you've got a language that is different from mine, and I'm going to come and I'm going to get the gospel recorded in Stanese. And so I sit down with you, and using a language that we both speak, we'll call it Spanish. You and I speak to each other in Spanish, and I tell you the first phrase. In the beginning, God created, okay? And so you say back to me what you think you want me to say. And then what I do is I take that to, let's say, five other people who speak Stanese, and I let them listen to what you said, and then I ask them, what did he say? Now, if they say, you know, when you were a little boy, you didn't have a beard, then I know I've got the wrong thing. But there's different ways of checking. We used to do this when we did kernel checks on Bible translation. You do what's called kernel checking. And you don't have to speak the language to be able to, you know, using another language to be able to determine whether you have accurate or inaccurate material. And so that's what we're going to be going through our training for. Our plan right now is to head down to Temecula, California, early March, We want to be down there March 11th and go through the training with GRN America, and then we'll be traveling over to Australia, where we'll go through some more training as a recordist, that's specialized training just for doing that. And I'm really excited because the guy that is going to be training us has been a recordist in Papua New Guinea for many, many years. He's in his 70s now, and he's still faithfully laboring for the Lord. And I'm just really encouraged to get to meet him face-to-face and be able to learn from him.
Okay, fine. Well, now, certainly, how soon will you be leaving to go there?
Yeah, we're going to have a couple more weeks up here in the Northwest, and at the end of February, at the end of this month, planning on going over to the Seattle area and seeing family, friends, and maybe some former supporters there, and then heading down to California again March 11th. We have 4 to 6 months of training there at Temecula, which, Dr. Stan, I'm just curious, how close is Temecula to where you broadcast?
Well, we're in Santa Cruz, so I suspect that you'll be in Southern California. We'll be we're in Central California.
Ah, okay. So it'd probably be 4 hours away or something?
Something like that. But if you have a chance, we'd love to see you.
Yeah, I'd sure like to meet you. And then off to Australia. And that training in Australia is, again, probably somewhere in 4 months, maybe less. I'm not sure. So we're hoping, you know, by the grace of God, we will be in Vanuatu this time next year. And
I think it's amazing that, most of us are really unaware of the network of ministries that are out there bringing the gospel to the rest of the world. And so that we're told in the latter days, certainly, the gospel will go into all nations and all languages. And this is rapidly moving towards completion. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But it's really exciting to know that David and his wife are going to be going. And of course, Barbara and I would love to do something like that, but I'm a little old for it, and so basically it's wonderful to know that we have young people who go out and we can help them in their effort to bring the gospel to all the earth. We're told that's what's going to happen before the Lord comes again, and we're moving rapidly towards completion of that goal, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And Dr. Shane, I want to say something that should be an encouragement to you and to...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment right here at the American Freedom Network.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or taste the water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Our friends at Brush Housing Authority remind us that aging persons are especially susceptible during the winter months. Let's keep a special eye out for them during these cold days and nights, making sure their furnaces work correctly and that they have enough groceries and water. An occasional helping hand with snow shoveling can also keep an elderly person from a heart attack or breathing problems. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a safe, happy, healthy winter season.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Food Network, I guess this morning, David Rockney, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, David.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, one of the things I really want to impress our listening audience with, our brothers and sisters in Christ, is that every single one of us are called to testify and to share the joy that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And every single one of us can be a missionary in a way, because GRN has on their website a downloadable, you know, they've got the listing of the languages that they've recorded, and there's about 6,000 of them. And every single one of us know of somebody that's a foreigner in our country. And all we have to do is, you know, pray for those people and then ask them as kindly as we can, hey, I'm just curious, what language did you grow up speaking? And, you know, in some way or another, go on the website, burn them off a CD of the gospel in their language and give it to them in the most loving way you can. And the thing is that when people are away from, you know, their native language, they love, and Gail and I know this because, you know, being overseas, when I would go out on in the jungle, let's say, for even 30 days, you know, it's not a very long time, just 1 month out with the guys, but, you know, I'm constantly speaking a foreign language. You know, wherever I was at, I would be speaking their language. And it's the most amazing thing, because when you see somebody that kind of looks like you, and you think, man, I wonder if they speak my language, you know, the most immediate thing is to run up to them and say, hey, do you speak English? Nein, ich spreche nicht Deutsch. it's kind of, it's just a wonderful thing to hear the words of life in your own language that you grew up speaking. And every single one of us can do that, Dr. Stan. Every single one of us can, you know, take a flash drive or a SD card or a CD-ROM or whatever and burn a copy of the gospel in all these different people's languages. I've got a brother that's a truck driver, and I told him one time, I said, you know, you've got a laptop, you go into these truck stops, and there's all these people from different countries driving truck now. I said, man, take advantage of it. You know, he doesn't like it. And but I said, you know, take advantage. You know, be a missionary. Go and ask the person if they would receive a gift in their own language, and then find out what language they speak, and you can go on your laptop, and you just buzz down through the list of languages, find their language. You know, if they're from India, go to the country of India, look up the languages that have for that country. You know, GRN's done 6,000 different languages. I can guarantee you, you're gonna find a language they speak on there. So every single one of us can be involved in this. And again, Brother Stan, I'd just sure like to encourage people. You know, we have a little bit of a problem that I've observed in the church these days. And we've kind of outsourced our jobs and our economy, and now our economy is in China and Mexico and different places. And we've done the same thing with our Christianity. We've said, well, let's see now, I can get about 10 guys from India for the same price as an American or whatever. And so we're just going to send our money off and support somebody we don't even know or don't have any accountability with. And I don't believe that that's the heart of the Lord. I think that every church should be involved in missionaries that are going to be accountable to the leadership of that church. We need to know our missionaries. We need to be one with them, and we need to, like our body, our hand is connected to our body through our arm. The Bible, I think, is very clear on this, that we are the body of Christ, and we need to be connected with those that we're sending out, because the Lord wants all of us to be involved in this, and we can. So, Dr. Stan, if we have enough time, I'd really like to read a story. We'd put this in our newsletter.
About 4 minutes, or 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do my best here. This is a story about a man named Cabeda. And Dick McClellan writes, he says, as I walked along a ridge in rural Ethiopia, I saw an old crippled man sitting at the edge of a nearby trail. Do you have the word of life? This man shouted in his Ethiopian language. Not many missionaries get an invitation like that. So I waved my Ethiopian Bible and shouted in reply, yes, I have the word of life. An amazing set of circumstances had led up to this moment. Dare we call these coincidences, or were they the hand of God? Not many years ago, my wife Vida and I were missionaries to this East African nation. Vida ran a small bush clinic. One day, a very sick man named Cabeda came by. Although Vida treated him with everything she had, he got worse and worse. All we could do was send him to the mission hospital that was days away. He was put on the back of an old truck that bounced for days over terrible roads. At the hospital, nobody could converse with him. He was far away from home and spoke only his own tribal language. Unfortunately for Cabeda, his condition was so severe that the doctors were unable to operate. All they could do was make him comfortable and let him stay in the ward. A few weeks later, a mule trader was traveling near the mission hospital when he got a toothache that hurt so bad he thought he was going to die. He was directed to the mission hospital to get help for his severe infection. Was it a coincidence that this mule trader was placed in the bed next to Cabeda and that he could speak Cabeda's language? Shortly before all of this in Los Angeles, California, the Lord told Joy Ritterhoff, the founder of Gospel Recordings, I want you to go to Ethiopia. In obedience, she and two co-workers left for Ethiopia to record gospel messages. Was it a coincidence that she was at the hospital at the same time the mule trader and Cabeda were there? Joy recorded messages in Cabeda's language using the mule trader as an interpreter. Those tapes were sent to Los Angeles where phonograph records were made and then sent back to the mission hospital. But no one could understand them, so they were put up in a cupboard. Over the years, they collected dust. Cabeda never returned home. He died in the hospital and was buried in the little cemetery alongside. Several years later, another missionary took the dusty records from the cupboard and transferred them onto a cassette. Was it a coincidence that I was passing that way and picked up that cassette? And so it was that on that day, when this old man was waving and shouting, "Do you have the word of life?" that I had that cassette with me. Was it another coincidence that the message on that cassette were actually in this man's language? Are we out of time?
Well, God works in strange and wonderful, wonderful ways. David, God bless. The best to you and your wife, and we look forward to seeing you when you're here in California. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with David this morning, and he and his wife are going out on a mission trip. We wish we could do the same, but we can't. Although we can help him, and Barbara and I will. And today we have other missionaries we help who we think are doing God's work, and anyway, if you're in a position to help them, why, certainly, I'm sure they'll appreciate it. Under any circumstances, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we have about 50 outlets across America, and we are reaching people to make them understand that we are living in terrible, terrible times, and I think we are living in the latter days. And I believe, of course, our job is to reach as many people as we can. We can reach them, of course, with the gospel, but we can also reach them by making them know there's a problem. And as they realize there's a problem, they'll be looking for answers. And, of course, the battle we are involved in is a spiritual battle. There really is organized evil out there that is in complete and total control of the government of the United States. And they took over our country many, many years ago. They're using the financial and military power of this country to bring about this one world government that they're preparing for their master, who will be the Antichrist. They know exactly what they're doing. It is not imaginary. And so if you look and see the things that are going on today, America's foreign and domestic policy is to bring war to the rest of the world, and I fear that there's going to be some terrible repercussions. Now, I don't believe that the elite who control America want to destroy it at this time. Certainly they want to impoverish our people and bring them under their control. But I do believe God is going to be intervening. How soon, I don't know, but we're living in the most exciting times. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I hope you'll get it, to really understand how it all fits together. And if you're in a position to get a case of the books and help them get them out, why, you can lend them, give them out. We suggest lending the book rather than giving it away or selling it. Lend the book, that way people have to read it. And what we want to do is get them to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you'd like to get our book or get a case of the books, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We're well over a third along the way towards getting the book reprinted. And if you would like to get the case of books, give us a call. And certainly then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about what's going on. Refer them to our website where they can listen to our program 24 hours a day, either live or archived programs. And as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio every day. Then we have our weekend program in addition. And what a unique opportunity and privilege it is to talk to people all throughout the world and hopefully to touch their lives and bring them into a close relationship with our Lord. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to tell others about our ministry. Encourage them to listen. And, of course, we'll try to keep you abreast of what's going on and warn you as the events are unfolding, but events are unfolding very, very rapidly. Remember, of course, you can listen to our archive programs at radioliberty.com and certainly then, of course, there is so much other material on our website, essays, articles. You can watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, and then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our position. So until tomorrow. May the Lord bless you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.